إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, all praise is for the Creator of the heavens and earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg for His forgiveness. We seek refuge with the Almighty, with Allah, from the evil within ourselves and the evil consequences of our evil actions. Whoever Allah guides to the straight path, no force in the universe can misguide him. And whoever Allah lets go astray, due to his own accord, no one can guide him back except the Creator Allah. I bear witness in open testimony that there is nothing, no one worthy of any act of worship except the Creator Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave servant and final messenger. Now note, when we make this declaration, we automatically include, not exclude, all the preceding messengers that came before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just to name a few: Isa alayhi salam, Jesus; Musa alayhi salam, Moses; Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham; Noah; Yahya; Solomon; Ishmael; Isaac. We believe in all of them. When we make this declaration, we send peace and blessings on all of them, and we know that this way of life that we live, they all call people to live. All of them came with proofs and evidences to prove that they were indeed messengers from Allah. They were Muslims, just like you are here today, those who submit to the will of Allah. And today we have the living miracle, which is the Quran, tamper-free, tamper-proof. For anyone sincerely looking for the truth, and the Muslim who's found the truth, and now he's adhering to the Quran and the Sunnah, everything is there. Allah is saying in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, this deep reverence, this consciousness of your Maker. Fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of submission, in a state of Islam. Don't get caught off guard that you're at a place you shouldn't be, at a time you shouldn't be, and then medical mo comes for you, and then it's over, it's too late. So it's a warning from the Almighty, from Allah. Be in a state of submission at all times. Now Allah knows we're human beings, we make mistakes. That's why the doors of Tawbah, repentance, are always open for you to be able to make a U-turn. But we live between that fear and that hope. The driving force is love. But we don't go to one side too much. Oh God, He's all love, 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 and then you're at the nightclub. You're doing all sorts of things you shouldn't be doing. Or too much fear, you fall into despair, to despondence, thinking that your sins are more than Allah can forgive. That's not the case. So between fear and hope. Now here Allah is addressing all of mankind. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَكِيبًا. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single soul. And then from him, he created his wife. And then from them both, he created a multitude of men and women. That's the human race. There's no book in the world. There's no religious scripture. There's nothing. I challenge you to look where the Creator is identifying himself as the one who created you, this whole human race. Put a stamp on him being the owner of creation, identify himself as clearly as it is in the Quran. Nowhere else to look is here. And we have it. That's the mercy. And fear Allah, for whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut off the ties of kinship. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثات بدعة وكل بدعة دلالة وكل دلالة في النار. All Muslims, you must know that the best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is that of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his sunnah. And the worst of all affairs are those newly invented things in the deen. We're not talking about soap, iPhones, iPads, elevators, microphones. No, we're talking about if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah didn't reveal it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't teach it, his companions, they didn't understand it, they didn't have it at their time in the religion, we stay away from those things. It's clear, Islam means to submit, not to invent. So that's what the Messenger of Allah, on every khutbah, he was advising the people, calling the people to the simple message of Islam and adhering to the tenets. Because you go out to some places, 1,000 different places of worship, 1,000 different sects, and everybody's doing it your way. This is not Burger King, have it your way. No, it's the Creator's way, Allah's way. So we submit. We follow the blueprint. Now, I want to talk to you, my brothers and the sisters here today, on three points. One is the purpose. Understanding this purpose. Two is the fuel for the purpose. And three, sharing the purpose. Now, it's very important that we, now, and it's sad to say, many Muslims, when you ask them many of the fundamental principles of Islam, people don't know. But we should be able to understand it because it's very easy to understand. People have all sorts of, a million. You'll ask your neighbors, your friends, what's the purpose of life? Most people don't get asked this question. And then when you ask them, they have a million and 10 different purposes, but nobody knows the real purpose. Someone might say, hey, it's to help humanity. It's a good start. But that's not it. What if you're someone stuck in a wheelchair? You need someone to push you around. Who are you helping? You can't even help yourself. So is that the general purpose, the ultimate purpose? How about someone says, oh, it's to have a family, to raise some kids. Good shout. But what if somebody, they can't get married, or they keep getting married, keep having a divorce, can't remarry. Is that the ultimate purpose? There has to be an ultimate purpose for everybody. And Allah tells us in the Quran what that is. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We hear this ayah. I have not, Allah is saying, I have not created the jinn and the mankind except to worship me, to serve me. But do we grasp this? Do we understand this concept? Imagine this. You have a company. The boss hires you, he's going to pay you $100,000 a week, check. And you have to adhere to these guidelines. But it doesn't just stick to the guidelines at work. He wants you to be able to carry yourself because you represent the company. On work and off of work. So he said, look, if you're posting some funny stuff on Facebook, you're probably going to get fired. Because we want you to have the utmost in manners, in ethics. So these Twitter posts, we're going to be monitoring those things. Facebook, same thing. On the job and off the job. Good moral conduct code that they want you to stick by. You wouldn't have a problem with that, would you? You get that $100,000 check. So your whole life will be around pleasing your boss. Your demeanor at all times. Hold on, someone from the company can check up on me. They might send them at the work, at home, to make sure that I'm adhering to everything I need to adhere to, otherwise I'm going to lose my job. But Allah, He has given us more, and He will give us more, and continue to bless us. And the Muslim's whole life is having this consciousness of his Maker at all times, and living to please his Maker at all times, and to stay away from everything that he told us, because Allah knows best. You don't know best. You think, Allah said, some things you like, but it's not good for you. And I said, some things you don't like, but it's good for you. You don't know. Allah knows. So when you come to the realization that indeed this Quran is from the Creator, I used my intellect. I was guided to this. Now I hear and I obey. And my whole life revolves now under the umbrella of servitude, of worship. And everything that Allah calls me to is good for me, good for my family, good for society. Now I can choose. Now we go back to, you want to help humanity? Allah says, is there. Go serve. The Prophet ﷺ said, the best of you are those who are in the servitude of others. It's a part of the purpose. But don't take the means as the ultimate goal. You understand my English? It's clear? So, our whole life, we're conscious of our Maker, our actions, our deeds, that they're pleasing to the one who created us. Just like you would be very cognizant and aware, subhanAllah, that boss was checking up on me. They're watching me on the cameras, checking my Facebook, and he wants to make sure that I'm representing the company in the best way, or otherwise I'd get fired. Well, if Allah, fire is in the hellfire, and Allah won't put anybody there unjustly. So now we have our chance, and now it's really, from here, the Prophet ﷺ had said that Iman is built on 70 some odd branches, the lowest of which, pay attention, is to remove an obstacle from the road. SubhanAllah, look at that. That's an act of ibadah. That's an act of worship. You're removing something that can harm someone in the road. It's going to harm you, you see it there? No. But what? You're being a benefit for humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if the day of judgment was coming tomorrow, plant a seed. You want to make the earth green? It's in the sunnah. Huh? Go green. You heard this? Our deen teaches us. It's there in the sunnah. Al-haya'u shu'batu min al-iman. Modesty is a branch of iman. The sister, the brother, same thing. More and more. They're making these clothes even tighter for the men. You know, they have an agenda that's pushing. And now, also, the modesty for the man. He can't have all his private showing and whatnot. So it's a modesty for the man too. And for the sister. She's not wearing the hijab with the tight pants. No. The hijab now is the crown. Her modesty and her behavior, her akhlaq. There's nothing being revealed in the shape of her body. And this is an act of ibadah. She's on a different moral code. Look, et tuhuru shatr al-iman. It's another act of ibadah, another act of worship. All of these things are the best. Look, purity. Muslims should be clean, smell good, looking good. For the sisters, for their husbands. Obviously not going out, but in your houses, in your places of work, your homes, spiritual purity, first and foremost, ridding ourselves of all sorts of shirk and all of the things that are displeasing to Allah. And then physical purity is an act of ibadah. The highest of which is what? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. The tawheed. The pure monotheism. And then everything in between. Look, now my second point that I want to go to, and we can expound on this, but I think you get the gist. Now, when someone asks you, or you ask the question, what's the purpose of life? And you can see all of these secondary things, the million other things, that most things people say are good, and you'll find them in Islam. But those are, a person can feed, look, they can be out there donating to the whole world, giving billions and millions, but at the end, it wasn't built on the pure monotheism. It wasn't built on Tawheed. They did it maybe for some self-interest, to get on the A-class list. Maybe Allah reward them in this life. But do they have a share in the next life? No. It's got to be built and the Iman. Now the second point is the fuel for purpose. You look really silly. If you are 12, 13 years old and you sit in kindergarten, wouldn't you? Or now you're a college student and you're in ninth grade. Still there, you shouldn't be in college. Why? Because we excel in life. We want to go from white belt to the blue belt and move on. You don't want to stay a white belt for the next 20, 30 years, do you? No. You want to excel. So what fuels the purpose? Climbing the spiritual ladder. That means it's incumbent on every Muslim to seek knowledge. To seek knowledge in the deen. To put aside time. You're in your car, you're not blasting 55 Cent, Jay-Z, Katy Perry, and all this other nonsense. You're listening to Quran. Or listening to a lecture where someone's giving the tafsir of the Quran. Or someone's directing you to what Allah loves. To what your Creator loves. Explaining it to you, the fundamentals of the deen. Why? Because the more you study this deen. I have a TV talk show that I do. It's called The Deen Show. At the end, before I forget, we'll have some bumper stickers. Please don't forget to take it. I've interviewed so many different people who've come to this way of life, to Islam. They've come from a background of Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism. And one thing they all have in common, that A, they were sincerely looking for the truth. And B, the more they looked in to the man-made religions, the more they were unconvinced. And the more they studied this deen of Islam, the more it gave them certainty. Enough certainty that they went against all the odds and challenges, and they ended up accepting, going against culture and society and their families. But what about us? We have the deen. And how many of us are ignorant? You ask a person, what is Islam? What is the purpose? Basic things. What does La ilaha illallah mean? What are you saying when you put your head down? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to my Lord the Most High. Al-Fatiha, translate it. We don't know. Shame on us. We have to, how much time do we spend on many of these social media tools that are out there that can be used for good? But subhanAllah, much of it, what is it used for by us? By many people, for the wrong things. And then when you add up all of the time that we have spent on nonsense, wasting time, you're not getting paid for that time with Allah, but actually accumulating sins. Because the iman is either going up or down. So it's not fueling your iman, it's actually poison in the heart. And it's corrupting us. But there's no corruption when you're spending time. The fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the whole creation makes dua for the one who's seeking knowledge. You know this? Check it out. It's authentic hadith. Is not Sheikh? Allah makes the path easy to Jannah for the one who seeks knowledge. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, in the car. You download, it's easy now. From one destination, how many people travel? 5 hours here, 1 hour here. Throughout the week, it's added up 10 hours. SubhanAllah, imagine every time you're in a car. If you hadn't done it already, start today. You put a CD, buy a CD set, throw it in. SubhanAllah, it's empowering. At home. There's a story of, it's not hadith or anything, it's a story about one sheikh had related it. That Shaitan comes in the house, and when he sees all these TVs, he says, my job is done here, and he leaves. SubhanAllah. Not to say that the TV is haram, no, but what's coming in the TV? How many of us spending time? Cut the cable. All of this promiscuity and just the commercials. Maybe you get Peace TV, maybe you get Huda TV, The Deen Show. But the kids standing just zombies, watching all of this junk is destroying them, sending these subliminal messages. And it's educating your children. 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, you want to get some peace, and you just throw them in front of the TV, and then it comes back to haunt you. What did you do? Who raised them? Huh? The TV did, subhanAllah. So the fuel for the purpose, for the iman, is ilm, is knowledge. And we're people of knowledge. So dedicate a certain amount of time, daily, weekly, to learn this deen. To learn from people of knowledge. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفره إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. I say this, I seek forgiveness from Allah for me, for you, and for the rest of the ummah. Seek forgiveness from Allah, for indeed He's the most forgiving. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third point. So we covered purpose. In a nutshell, why have we been created? What are we doing here? If you were on the moon, you just ended up popping up on the moon, you want to know, why am I on the moon? Maybe you go here, get some coffee, they have some shops there, relax a little bit, calm down, say, man, what am I doing here? You don't get just stuck there, now figure out, what am I doing here? Why am I on the moon? Why are we on this earth? Islam explains it simply, beautifully, based on evidence. We talked a little bit about that. And then fueling the deen, the purpose. We need to be purpose driven. We need to put fuel in this car. Otherwise, that's it. Then we live in for just this dunya, this temporary world. Allah has allowed us to take our share, to have this world in our hands, but not in our heart. But if we're constantly dunya, 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 that's it. Then what? We get dunyalized. That's it. We get dunyalized. And then we're asleep. And then death comes, we wake up, it's too late. It's too late. So now the third point I want to cover, extremely important. Once we grasp this, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in speech? It's a rhetorical question. No one is better in speech than the one. Who's better in speech except the one who calls to Allah, does righteous good deeds, and says, I am of those who have submitted to my Lord. So maybe some of us, we don't speak the best of English. But it's our duty. Duty. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded to share this message. Allah had commanded that we are to share the purpose with the people. Maybe you don't speak much good English. It's okay. Maybe some speak, but it's better they don't speak. But you can give a translation of the Quran, a pamphlet about Islam. We like to get in with our co-workers, have conversations about this and that, and football and cricket in my country, and everything under the sun. We've talked about it. What about the purpose of life? Have you given the people the proposition? Have them think and reflect. Share. If you care, you'll share. Forward the deen show. That's what it's there for. We've done all the hard work. Alhamdulillah, it's there. But this is not an option. It's a responsibility. We need to be the ambassadors for this deen. And that's built on the tawheed, the good akhlaq. Because sometimes, look, Muslims in the way, deceiving, cheating, doing things opposite to the good akhlaq. So built on that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have not been sent except to perfect good manners. And at that time, at times, that can be something that really, because people are used to all sorts of corruption, now here you come on a whole different level. Say, man, I haven't seen this individual like this. Honest, upright, holds to his promises, very helpful, and this is an act of ibadah. Is facilitating kindness with people, helping people, Muslim or not Muslim. All of humanity. But at the same time, there's an obligation to the best of your ability. So your job at work, you have to produce. It doesn't matter, does it? At the end, you say to the boss, say, hey, look, I put in 50 hours here, but did you make him some money? He's going to keep you on? No. say get lost. He don't see that all the work, effort that you put in. But look, subhanAllah, Allah is not gonna hold you to account because of the results, but the effort. He wants you to give your best. That's it. Give your best. That's what He expects from all of us. To give our best for this deen. And this is the aspect of da'wah. So, we covered these three points in the short khutbah. Purpose, being purpose driven, driving that purpose with knowledge, and sharing that purpose. Sharing that purpose. So we'll have some bumper stickers. And with it, because it's all intention now. You put a bumper sticker that says purpose of life. Ever wonder? You have the bumper stickers out there. They're green, free, take it. Put it on your car, give it to someone. Someone is driving and they see this bumper sticker. Say, what's this? Everything's on the mobile. They go to the website, subhanAllah. We have also a 1-800 number that they call. They ask questions or they read some article, watch a show that some Christian minister accepted Islam. So many people, so many stories. And they say, you know what? This is what I've been looking for. And you come on the Day of Judgment, look, the scales are so high. And you say, where did I get this? So it is connected back to just this small little thing you did. SubhanAllah. This small little thing you did. So let's get motivated. On this Jummah here, it's the best day of the week. We come to hear these reminders. Let them not just go in one ear, out the other. Take, gave you a few tangible things to do. Many of you are probably doing it already. But cutting out some of the things that are of no benefit. Really knowing the simple concepts of the deen. Know how to share it. I don't know? Hey. Get to a place where you do know. And that goes back to the second point. Driving it with the knowledge. And then sharing to the best of your ability. Allah has us in the Quran sending peace and blessings. Inna Allaha wa malaikatuhu yusallu 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. On the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. The one who brought us this guidance. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَيَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِدُّكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. All slaves of Allah, Allah commands justice and doing of good and liberty to kin and kin. He commands and He forbids all shameful deeds, immorality. He instructs you that you may remember. Remember Allah. And He will remember you. Be thankful to Allah. And He will increase you in your bounty. Have taqwa of Allah. Consciousness of your Maker at all times. And He will provide a way out of any issues that you might be having. Aqeemu salah. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء نهوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى
بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم.